This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, are you ready?
I mean, sure.
Are you not ready?
I don't know.
Do you want to bail? You can leave. I'll do an episode by myself.
Do you do that?
No.
That would be so sad.
It'd be so sad. I'm going to hit the theme song. If you're not ready, now's your last chance to leave.
Wait!
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hi. Why are you laughing? That was genuine dancing. I'm a good dancer.
Yeah, well.
My name's Miel. This is Punch Up the Jam, the podcast where we make the greatest hits even greater, or so we claim to. And by we, I mean me, because I'm the host, and with me today... Oh, I got to give you a good introduction. All right, what's your
song? Let's see. Don't blow this. I can still leave.
I think angry music's what you're getting.
Why am I getting angry?
You've seen him on Conan!
Who do you think I am?
You've seen him on Colbert! Or maybe you know him from his Guy Fieri stand-up set! It's Shane Torres.
Slaying ass!
It just felt right.
It does not.
It does for me. You don't see yourself. That's the thing. I'm looking
Excuse
at you.
Excuse me? You've met me one time.
I know, but this is your energy. There's a metal quality to your presence.
Let's ask him.
The engineer?
Yeah.
He's giving me the eyes like he agrees with me. Yeah, he's giving me a thumbs up. There's a metal quality to your energy.
I'll fuck up your other foot.
The engineer is on crutches.
Was probably the most metal thing I could have said.
See, you're proving my point. And now, the ponytail. It looks like
the
you
ponytail. It's not a pony. It just pulled back. Don't.
It looks like you listened to Tool in high school. That's your energy.
It looks like I listened to a band in high school.
Am I wrong? No. I'm correct.
I might have had a...
See, you can't be mad. I'm just right.
I might have had a band that sounded exactly like Tool in high school.
It's your energy.
And
you
I might have seen
it.
Them five times. Come on. I don't really...
No, I can just tell, like, if we're in a mosh pit, you're a good person to be next to. You know what I mean? You look like you know
that
how to throw
That still makes
hands.
It seem like I'm pretty violent.
No. But if pushed,
okay,
you know
well,
what you're doing.
This is the weirdest intro I've ever received.
Thank you for coming on.
I was
sorry.
Listening to Jillian Welch on the way here.
But you wanted to do first a Jawbreaker song, which I said, no thanks.
Why? Yeah, first of all, they're the greatest band of all time.
I don't disagree. However, for this podcast, what is there to say?
I don't know. I bet some of your listeners would appreciate it.
I'm sure. It's just that I don't know what to say.
Oh, okay.
And unfortunately...
So it's your guest.
Yeah.
When you asked me to suggest things.
Yeah.
And they were not comforting to you.
Yeah.
You thought, well, I should really make him bend to my will.
Exactly correct.
And come to Midtown.
100%.
On a rainy day.
Yep. And you did.
And pick a song that's not the one you wanted to record.
Hey, but Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground also slaps. It's a good
slaps?
Choice.
Slaps?
It's a good
what
choice.
What is slaps?
It's the opposite of honks.
Imagine if your car horn was just the sound of something getting slapped.
I'm into it. I would buy that car. Good.
I wanted my buddy had a... It said he wished he had a car horn that would just be like, hey, every time.
I wish it was like a higher pitched hey, though, just to disarm people
like
enough.
A hey. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't think
I want like five
go one
options.
More. Go one more octave higher.
Hey. Literally, people are crashing their cars because we're doing this.
This is perfect. This is what we wanted.
So, your second choice, what drove you to this? What's your history with this song?
I had this album, and I remember liking it a lot in high school because it was so...
You had the whole CD?
Yeah.
There are other songs by Marcy Playground?
Yeah, there's a song called Sherry Fraser that's really pretty.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, you should play it for them. It's really good.
Okay.
So it's like, the album is good. They're just that thing of, they had one hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a great album. It's
Big
not
time.
Undeniable, but they have like three or four songs on it that you're like,
okay.
I like this. Yeah.
So like B plus, C?
Yeah, B plus.
And
B
then
plus.
Sex and Candy, would you rate as an A?
It's a radio A, right?
A radio A. Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I do think it's a great song. I just don't think there's like a lot of... You have to be a very certain kind of person to like be like, this is what I am listening to as your default setting.
Especially in 2019. But at the time, it spent a record-breaking, 15 weeks at number one on the Rock Billboard chart.
That's fucking nuts.
Do you know what broke that record 4 years later?
Of course I do, but why don't you tell your listeners?
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it? Go ahead.
P.O.D.
So close. Nickelback, How You Remind Me. That song also slaps. I will defend that opinion.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in the genre because Sex and Candy is, this is a quote, post-grunge with psychedelic elements.
Yeah. And well, like the thing with grunge is it was like regional. It wasn't like all, like Pearl Jam is a rock band.
Yeah.
And Nirvana essentially was a punk band.
And you're naming two Seattle bands.
Yeah. And then you're also, but then you go to Alice in Chains, which is like Southern rock sounding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Soundgarden, which is also another Seattle band, which is a metal band, essentially. Yeah. A great one, actually.
Incredible vocals.
Yeah. And incredible guitar. Bad Motorfinger is one of the best albums ever. And then there's a few more. Mudhoney was there.
Yep.
Yeah. And all these bands, they don't all sound alike.
No.
They're just from the same place.
Right.
Yeah.
And also it was like,
that's
a
like saying
era.
Like the DC punk scene is like, they all sound like, it's not a thing.
You know,
like,
pretty,
it was
like,
defined by a region and not necessarily
an actual sound.
Yeah, and West Coast rap doesn't all sound the same.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like, so
you make a good point. And
yeah,
it does.
I'm pretty smart.
That's the hallmark of a smart person is when they say, I'm pretty smart.
The hallmark of this smart person is his 4-year degree from Princeton.
Yeah, and I went to LACC. Same thing.
I did not go to Princeton.
But despite grunge being like a hard to quantify genre, there is something inherent in this song. You hear it and you're like, grungy.
Yeah, it's definitely 90s. You know, like
is that what all it is?
It's
90s?
Definitely
not. It's
whatever this song is, I think of this song in two ways. One is there was a movie called Hurricane Streets, like that was like an indie film.
Okay. There's so many hurricanes in these streets.
But it was about this guy who, like, do you remember the kid who tries to keep working at the store in Empire Records who, like, steals
stuff
all the time?
Uh-huh.
He was the lead in it.
Oh, okay.
And this song was playing in the trailer for it. And it was just about these crazy kids
hanging around.
Like, living in New York in the, like, mid-90s. You know, like, it was an art film, essentially.
So many hurricanes.
So that's what it reminds me of. And then it also reminds me of just, like, being like, am I depressed? Do I want to do heroin? Like,
yeah. There's something, like, strangely gateway druggy about listening to
it's
this song.
It's very, yeah, like that's where the psychedelic comment comes in, I guess.
Or the lyrics, I don't know, but we'll get there. Regarding the origins of the song, I just grabbed a whole quote.
I wonder if they're still a band.
Well, the lead singer's name's John Wozniak, and I Googled
Polish.
As far as I could, and I don't think he's related to Steve, but a girl can dream.
I was on Conan with
Steve Wozniak. How was the Woz?
Well, that's actually not true. I have to back up and say, the first time I did Conan,
okay,
I went the day before to see how it was taped and how the room looked and stuff, kind of scouted out. The producer, JP, was like, you should do that. And I was like, so the first guest that day was Snoop Dogg, and the second guest was Steve Wozniak.
What a pairing.
Yeah. And everybody was just kind of walking around like, same shit, different day. And then the day I was on, the lead guest was like little bear cubs, and people were like, have you seen them?
I mean, in a way, Steve Wozniak, little bear cubs, I'm not seeing a difference.
Yeah, they are. Well,
same
they're both,
exact energy.
They're both prominent in the world of the internet.
But the lead singer says, where did I get the Sex and Candy part from? Well, I was dating a girl, and she was going to Bryn Mawr College, and it's where my dad teaches. So much information I didn't know.
I like this song so much less now that I know the singer's dad was a professor.
And I was probably 17 or something like that, and she was like 18. Why is he giving us all this information? I don't know. I'll just add one more sentence to that. I always liked the older girls. 1 year? Okay. Flex, but okay. But we were in her dorm room, and her roommate came in, and she saw us there, and she was like, oh, it smells like Sex and Candy in here. And I always remembered that. And that was back in the late 80s. What an anecdote.
Do you know what I thought that? Like, I was just like, this guy's talking about doing coke and fucking.
Okay, so read the meaning of the song and like how it came to be. I have a couple notes just because I couldn't choose one. So I'll just go for it.
Well, this song is fairly cryptic.
I know. So several years after this girl's like, smells like Sex and Candy, he was like, I guess actually I'm going to write that song. And so he writes it in his room in an hour at 4 a.m. So often with the songs we cover on this podcast, they're written in an hour at 4 a.m.
Kind of, they're just kind of done.
Thrown together, which really is a testament to maybe A, how you make a hit, or B, why some songs have insane lyrics. I can't tell.
I mean, there's probably a factor in both those things.
Right? He decided to combine the phrase sex and candy with all the weird disco references, like platform double suede, and we'll get there.
Disco lemonade.
Exactly. But he said it was his first stab at coolness. Following a childhood where he was isolated and often bullied. He said, if you listen to that song, it's pretty clear it wasn't written to be a hit. It's just a quirky little song. However, his explanation for the meaning of the song has been all over the fucking map.
Oh, really?
Yes. At first, he said it was a love song. And his explanation, again, way too many words here, while he enjoyed classic love songs by Cole Porter and the Beatles, which, by the way, like, find the Venn diagram. I'm confused why those are two references. He found most love songs that were on the radio during the 80s formulaic and boring. So he described Sex and Candy as his attempt to compose a love song which didn't follow the typical formula. So at first he was like, yeah, it's deep. Like, you just don't get it. But then a few years later...
How old is this guy?
At the time, I think he was like in his 20s. But now, obviously, he's like, you know, a middle-aged man. And in 2015, he said...
Is he like in his 50s? Because it's a weird thing to think that the singer of Marcy Playground is in his 50s.
He's like, I would say, stab in the dark, like 40 to 60. Somewhere in there. I watched a video of him performing.
So basically, like, he's either in the middle or the end.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, straight white men just age in a way that I don't understand. I think I'm face blind.
Explain the sexuality part.
I don't know. I feel like there's a certain quality to non-straight men that they age differently. I don't know if it's genetics or self-care. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, you think, yeah, like speaking in a general way.
Yes, obviously, a very general way.
Yeah,
I don't mean to
incredibly
come.
General.
Oh, yeah, I don't mean to come for like Hugh Jackman, you know what I mean? But tell me how old he is.
Hugh Jackman's 44.
Between 40 and 60, that's what I'm saying.
Between 40 and... He's
There's
between
a black
40,
hole.
He's between 40 and 50.
You think?
Yeah.
I think he's older than 50.
Look it up right now.
No,
we'll put a buffalo nickel on it.
Okay, what the fuck does that mean, James?
It's a... rare coin. I don't know why I said it like that.
Did you just make... He's 51, you scumbag! I told you!
Okay, you doubled your window compared to mine.
Yeah, but
don't call me
rolls.
A scumbag!
Anyway, in 2015, he said it means so many different things and so many different parts of it come from so many different places before he finally just dropped the shtick and said, quote, it's just about seeing some sexy girl and then falling in love and then asking a dumb question to yourself. Well... it's not even a question. I'm just going to be straight up honest. I don't know. When I was writing these songs, I wasn't high, but it sounds like I was high. In 2015, this song came out in 97. So only like what?
4 years ago now?
Yeah. He finally came clean about it.
18 years later.
Damn.
But like, first of all, don't say come clean. He didn't.
He said it
he
was
wasn't
a love
shredding
song.
Documents in a hotel. Like,
I mean, originally
I
he
mean,
said.
Like, he just wants to fucking. It might be kind of a lot. You can be a bunch of things. Give the guy a fucking break. It's not
he
that
just,
important.
He was just horny.
Yes, for sure.
He was just horny.
Yeah,
just
no
say
love
that.
Songs have
no.
ever been inspired by horniness.
No, those are sex songs. There's a difference.
There are they can cross paths so easily.
Yeah, you make a good point. That is much like sex. There's a lot of gray area in the middle.
Yeah.
Or my body. I don't know what I'm describing. Okay, I have one more note and then we can get into the song. This isn't particularly relevant. I just needed to include it. So John Wozniak, that lead singer, apparently he followed the Grateful Dead on tour from the time he was 14 until he was 20. I'm not positive this
I really
is true.
Wish we'd pick a Jawbreaker.
Wait, it gets worse. Or
of course
better.
It does.
In an interview with The Morning Call, he says that to earn cash on the road, he sold tabs of LSD and hard-boiled eggs. For 25...
I thought you were going to... I swear to God, I thought you were going to say himself.
No, I would be less surprised by that than
yeah,
hard-boiled eggs!
If you're on the road, where are you boiling?
I have so many questions! In the 90s...
Let's get him on the phone.
John, please come on the pod. He also says he sold them for 25 cents a piece.
The eggs?
I don't know if that's the eggs or the acid or if it's
gotta
like a
be
two
the
for
egg.
One combo.
There's no way he's...
Hi, I'll get a combo.
There's no way he's making money off acid at that.
Well, he said I was like a guru. He estimates that he took acid more than 100 times. And he says, I loved the stuff. After a while, I had to stop. It was messing up my brain chemistry.
No shit.
Eventually, it built up this buffer between myself and reality. Obviously, dude.
Weird. I've never met anyone who's done acid 100 times and is normal.
What are you saying? So many times to do acid.
Whenever I did acid, which was not a ton, I would always decompress for like a week after.
Oh, there's a big come down.
Yeah.
Not that I've done it. I'm a clean baby. I don't.
Ugh. Clean I baby was Marcy Playground's other hit.
He wrote that while on acid.
Clean baby. Here in this.
Actually, that was, I asked Patreon now ahead of time to give me their thoughts on a song before we go on air so I can say one on air, which by the way, if you want to join, very fun, but one person said they
Are you talking to me?
No, that was not to you.
Okay,
notice
good.
Notice how I looked away in
a
weird way.
I've been a Patreon listener forever.
You're $3, $7, $20. What tier are you at?
What's the highest?
20? That's you?
Yeah.
Somebody said that they thought. Wait.
This isn't WTF.
That they thought that the sex smell was babies. Because
what?
Babies come from sex. They were too young.
Somebody
to
said
know.
That in your Patreon?
Yeah.
I smell sex.
It's so funny to me. But the story I want to tell actually is from Marie Tracy. She says, when I was in middle school, I first started listening to pop radio, but I was also a mega prude. And anytime I'd be in the car with my mom, I'd turn on pop music, but censor it myself. Like, grab the volume and turn it down so I didn't have to hear the word sex with my mom in the car.
Jesus.
So she, like, couldn't even enjoy the song. She was like, I smell fuck. Just like,
I smell N candy.
Sex is, I mean, I do remember, though, at the time the song came out, that was, like, a big deal to hear sex on the radio.
Yeah, I get that. Sure. I mean,
it was really exciting.
I remember my mother heard me listening to this song.
And?
Well, she was, like, an Irish Catholic immigrant, so...
So what? I don't.
No,
want to
it
be
was like I was like I assumed that she was being weird because she's Irish Catholic and an immigrant,
right?
You know, like
sure.
But I assumed she was doing it just because she was like that because of her background, not because she was my mom. You know, like
uh huh.
And then she was like, no, just like a weird druggy song.
Yeah, that might be also just that this song so does not appeal to people of that generation
at all. No,
I mean, listen. Let's just listen to it. Listen to his voice.
Hanging around downtown by myself. I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was.
It just starts.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's no, it comes in on what, the second beat he comes in?
Hanging around. Yeah.
And it's like not Crash Test Dummies, but it is.
It's somewhere in there.
Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty close to it.
Or President of the United States of America.
It's not President of the United States. It's not even but close. You are so far off.
It's the talking thing is what I'm hearing. Like that unsung kind of like casual nature of just
of like a melody chat. It kind of like,
yeah, even like maybe REM. You know what I mean? This seems just like a lot of male singers were doing this in the 90s.
Yes,
of like,
for sure.
Am I really singing? I don't care enough.
Yeah.
You figure it out. And also to just jump
check
into
out
the
this
action.
Light bulb swinging in this video.
But like, I kind of love it though.
Oh, I'm not a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
Clear, look at me. I came in.
I mean, again, you have metal energy, so.
I do not.
I get why you like it.
I do not. I sang that.
See?
Yeah.
You're proving my point. Musical. Ponytail.
It's
metal.
Not a ponytail. What's it? I just pull my hair out of it. Stop it. People are going to think I'm like...
What do you want me to call it? A bun? A messy, a top knot?
I like just a upside down flippy kind of thing.
You got it. I'll call it an upside down flippy thing.
An upside down flippy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that. That's my favorite sex position. Yeah. So he said, hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit and think about myself, and then there she was. I got to say...
This sounds like a breakup song or something, kind of, right?
Those no, lyrics? I'm getting that he's saying, like, he's just kind of a depressive guy, waiting around, getting anxious, and then a really hot girl walked in.
Yeah, like, if you don't hear the rest of the song at this part, it sounds like he's waiting to meet this girl.
Yeah, a little bit, although...
Because the sit and think about myself thing, anytime I've had a dramatic thing, I'm just like, what'd you do? They're on their way here.
Well, do you have anxiety? Because I think sitting
Have you seen how short my nails are?
Dog.
At least you can paint yours.
Oh, I know. It helps. It's the only thing that keeps me from chewing them to oblivion. But I feel like sitting around and thinking about myself too much is like my favorite pastime in an involuntary kind of way.
Yeah, it's not.
I can do it anywhere. Dare me. I'm not waiting.
Hey, Mia, what are you thinking about? Myself.
Myself and all my mistakes. Clearly, that's all I've ever thought about my whole life. Yeah. Why do you ask that?
Yeah, I have a to-do list that's unfinished. That's how my life feels.
Oh, God. Or like, oops, was I crying? I didn't realize how many times strangers have approached me and been like, are you okay? And I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm fine. Do I look sad?
Yeah. Someone's just like, you look sad.
People all the time will stop me and be like, hey, it's going to be okay. And I'm like...
I get that a fair amount.
Is it just our face?
I don't know. I think like I... Our face? Our shared
our
face?
Shared face?
What would our shared face
no,
look like?
No, I don't want to know.
I think it would be pretty metal.
No, it would want to die. At first, it's only
very
words.
Much.
It's only words would be, kill me. Because we look too similar. Look
I don't think anybody would ever think we look similar.
Our coloring's really similar. We're both like light haired, blue eyed, pale skinned. Yes, I would say so.
Well, I mean, fair skinned. I don't know. Pale is the word I would use for me.
Maybe I'm more self deprecating than you. That's fair.
I'm more self defecating than you.
Hey, hey, that's disgusting. Wouldn't brag about it. I feel like I'm on board with the song so far.
Yeah.
I like that it just started with the action and now
I like
we're
that he
into
starts
it.
And he sets a scene, the downtown thing. Downtown. I like a, all right, picture. There
yeah,
we go.
The yeah. imagery. He's
nice,
showing us.
It's a nice brushstroke.
And also not even saying like she walked in and then there she was. Maybe yeah. she's been there the whole time and he yeah. only just saw her. Yeah. And then what does he say? I'll
this
tell
Wozniak's
you.
Wozniak's on to something.
The Woz too.
Like double cherry pie, yet there she was.
Oh, it's so flat.
Like disco superfly.
Check this out. Nothing.
I love how you put your hand up just now.
Here we go. Yeah. And it's nothing.
Like you're directing the Boston Pops or something.
I conduct. You guys can't see at home, but I do conduct as the music plays. I do know how to conduct. Don't ask me to do it on the street. So he said, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was.
Yeah.
Like disco superfly.
Yeah. So this is the part where you're like, oh, she's just a super fucking hot lady. Right? Like,
I mean, let me ask you something. You're talking with your boys. Maybe it's a Sunday morning. Do boys hang out on Sunday morning? That feels inherently feminine to me. I don't know. Whatever. You're having brunch with the boys.
I mean, well, like, oh, like if I stay at a buddy's house, if I'm on the road or something.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
And then we'll just sit around and talk.
Having yeah. eggs. And like
hard boiled eggs and acid.
Oh, that's the breakfast of champions. Mm, yum. What do we call it? Hang on, I got nothing. I got it. LSD. Nope, it was worse. I should have not said anything. I'm really sorry. Marissa, can you bleep that whole thing? That
this is going to blow. You know,
this is going to be a
bloke yolk. I was going to do like a yolk joke.
Hang on. There's got to be something here. Yolk it up, baby.
Yeah.
Yolk
yeah,
and bait.
Yeah, you're just yolking it up.
The point is, you've just obviously done the classic breakfast with your boys, a hard-boiled egg with a tab of acid in the middle. Mm-hmm. You carved open and shot in like the filling of a donut.
Yeah, I call that a Polish breakfast.
Ew, that's offensive. And
it's a Wozniak.
Your boys are like, yeah, last night got into some trouble. And you're like, oh, really? Like, how hot was she? Man, she was like double cherry pie. That's not something
you think that's something I...
That's not something anyone says. Because no. That's not a way you describe a human. Like
but
double
if he's hanging
pie?
Out now, like I'm like, is this guy in a diner right now? And he's like, I'm gonna have double cherry pie. That sounds good. And then that's a double cherry pie lady.
But is there an assumed
I'm not saying it's good.
Hierarchy to pies that we've all agreed on? I somehow missed my vote that we...
Are you not getting my newsletter?
Double cherry pie one?
No.
Double, even cherry
it's
pie!
It's called the upper crust.
Yeah, the upper crust side.
Yeah.
I love it up there.
The upper side of crust.
Central Park, but it's spelled P-I-E-R-K. I had a long night. I'm really sorry. Aww. You know, I found
this long night
this
too.
Girl, she was just like double cherry pie. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm not doing a good job explaining what she looked like. She was like a disco superfly.
He is all over the map. Like
I appreciate knowing there's no meaning behind this.
Yeah.
Because we would go nuts trying to figure it out.
Yeah, this is just... Like, what if this is the only piece of art after it all comes crashing down that survived?
Oh, no. Post-apocalyptic art?
Yeah.
We're only left with this?
Yeah.
This is Dadaism, right?
I'm not familiar with Dadaism.
I could be mistaken. I probably am. I always am. But I think it was the urinal on the wall as art. That's probably a different movement. I probably got that wrong.
Oh.
Art history buffs are screaming at me. Sorry. Like, fuck you, art.
Yes.
That's kind of how this feels lyrically.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm on board. I like the random imagery. It does make
I'm
me a little
I'm fine with it right now, but I am always interpreting songs
so
on how
do you
I
think
see
this.
I don't. It depends on how I'm feeling that day, honestly.
Oh, so it's like a mood ring.
Yeah.
I like that for you. Okay. I like that. And then I'll give you the chorus because I'm not a cruel woman.
I smell sex and candy. Yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair?
Do you hear him humming? Every time he finishes?
Yeah.
What is he saying? Just
Well, that's like an ooh or a baby. That's just like a...
There's something inherently creepy about a
I don't...
Okay,
let's
do it a cappella.
The song is creepy.
It's creepy.
Yeah. So I don't think... is inherently creepy, but I do think in this song you can call it creepy.
Okay, hear me out. There's a guy playing guitar.
I will not.
And you have to.
Okay.
Sorry, it's part of the deal with the podcast. He plays guitar for you and he goes, I smell sex and candy hair. It feels...
First of all, he doesn't say it like he's taking down a bowl of chili.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
He goes, mm-hmm. You're leaving out the mm-hmm, and that's it.
I hear a mm-hmm. Okay, it's a quick pickup.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't think that's too like self-congratulatory? As in like, yeah, that's right. I just fucked. That's the subtext to me. I just had sex.
Back it up like four seconds.
Here,
please.
Here from the top.
I smell sex and candy here.
Mm-hmm.
He says here. Is that what he's saying? Or here?
I smell sex and candy here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's a little judgy. Like well, that maybe when, like, and knowing the origin of the song now, when his girlfriend's roommate walks in, she goes, smells like sex and candy in here.
No, I think he did that. Mm-hmm. Do you hear what I'm saying? So she's like, smells like sex and candy in here. And he was like,
Because I feel like she comes in, she goes, it smells like sex and candy in here. I'm being judgy. Mm-hmm.
Why would she answer her own question?
Maybe.
He would go, as if to be like, that's right. It was us.
Wait, maybe he wasn't.
Maybe they had, if this was
I don't know why you're so ready to blame this guy for everything in this song.
I'm always ready to blame the guy singing. That's my whole thing. I come into the room ready to blame. It's the thing I'm most ready to do. In my mind.
It's an incredibly flattering trait to have.
It's not. They have a lifesaver, and they passed it back and forth while they kissed, while they had sex. That feels like a 90s thing to do.
That feels like the way something would get shot in a film in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah,
here. And then they're like, ooh, hot. Like blowing the card and sucking the card. But it's with a lifesaver and you're actually already having sex. I lost my own line of thought. Then the second half of the chorus.
Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it.
Does he say dig it?
He says dig it. It's just so, like, look at me not giving a shit.
Yeah.
In 92.
I would love to hear the isolated vocals for this.
Fuck, let me see if, I don't think they exist, but I'll look really
quick.
If
they do.
I really.
This is like something a guy at a bus stop with toilet paper hanging out of his face.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe this would have been.
She was there like cherry pie. Disco Superfly.
But like kind of a cool, like spoken word poetry kind of vibe.
No, I'm thinking like a ranting derelict. Like,
oh, but they're so close to each other. Do you know what I mean?
For sure. They're best friends.
I can't find the acapella, but God, I wish I could. Because if this was just spoken, there is something happening here that I don't know how to describe. Again, if this had been released in 1992, I don't think it would have been as weird. But in 1997, to be continuing to be like, dig it, mama. Like...
There's like, it's a little, do you think it feels dated for the time it came out? Meaning like, it feels like we're over this sound and he's still doing this kind of thing?
You know, I think it worked. I think this was like the last hurrah of this sound. I'm probably, again, incorrect. But in my mind, this is the last time I remember hearing this.
Certainly in the closing window of this
closing
era.
Closing time.
Yeah.
Except in the same region. Yeah, I agree, but I don't
Have you
know.
Done that song?
No, we should.
Can we just skip over to that?
Yeah, we're done with this episode now. Thank you, everybody. Good night! Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction?
I like that lyric.
It's kind of a great lyric, right?
Yeah, I like it's very again, pain, like you know what it's like when someone just looks at you and it's like
you
wants
feel
to,
it.
Yeah.
Ugh,
I love it.
Palpable.
And it doesn't feel like
threatening?
No, it doesn't feel predatory, but it feels alert.
Well, devious.
You know like when you can kind of tell if someone's like looking at you, you're like, do they want to talk to me, or do they want to fight me? Like,
for me,
it feels
it's always,
like that
do they want to fuck me, or do they want to fight me, or do they recognize me? Those are the three assumptions I make. I usually lean towards fight because it feels the safest to assume.
Yes. Which is so crazy.
But anytime someone talks to me, and they really do talk to me in New York because I usually have my dog with me.
Well, you got a pup?
Yeah, and every time I walk with her, people want to talk. That's the thing.
Okay.
This is how I've come to realize I'm actually maybe an asshole, is that people use you having a dog as an invitation to tell you about their dog. And I love dogs. But if the dog's not there, and I don't know this dog, and I don't know you, I do not care.
And well, I that think and the bolo tie make you an asshole.
I'm an asshole. And it's a vegan bolo tie. Hey,
everything you just said makes me so mad. I cannot tell you.
But those, I think those,
I'm not joking when I say they felt the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yes, it's fine.
But those are all devious stares in my mind. They all fall into that adjective.
Yes.
They are
well,
devious.
Devious can mean so many things.
Yeah.
Like devious could
can mean fight. It can mean fuck. Like, you know, like, it can be, yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like usually when I'm feeling a devious stare, it's not who I want to be devious staring at me.
Yeah, no.
Deviously staring at me.
Yeah.
No, never.
Like, you know when that happens is when you're with somebody for a little while and they're just looking at you like...
Like, what, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Or like a crazy person who's debating harassing you.
Yes.
That does happen.
I had
happen.
That earlier today.
That does happen. You're like, oh, no, the devious stares. Yeah. Or like your ex at a bar.
The devious stares is a pretty good name for a band.
Is that our metal band we're starting now?
No, we're first of all, we're fucking New York glam rock.
Okay. If I can wear sequins, I'm there, baby. Yeah,
me too. You have no idea who I am.
You know what I feel about that? Dig it. Sorry. Let me get that sound cue up.
Dig it. Dig it.
I really don't like being called mama, but we'll get more into that in the bridge air quotes. Huge air quotes around bridge. Yeah. Okay, here's all
the octave change.
Here's all of verse two.
It fucking rocks.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was.
Okay, I'm gonna pause it because we need to address how deeply relatable having too much caffeine and spinning out in your head,
don't even
or your body, both.
I'm sorry, just the look on your face. You were like, or your body.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's so real. I don't drink coffee. I've never drank coffee. That's a nice tea. Don't be fooled by the cup it's in. I made it from home and repurposed this cup.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you. I am a hippie at heart, but I make mistakes.
Where are you from?
An island. Can't you tell?
It's starting to picture. Yeah, it's all coming together. Yeah.
I think my energy screams I'm homeschooled.
I did a bit about homeschool kids for a while, and somebody animated it, and you're 100% checking the things I list.
You're welcome again! So many gifts for you
Jesus
this episode.
Christ. You're like a little puppet when you stick your arms in the air.
Sorry, guilty as charged.
Fairly frantic individual, I'm learning.
Oh, 100%. Okay, here's that second part.
In platform double suede, yeah, there she was.
Like, this line is so dumb.
Like disco lemonade.
Cha, 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 cha.
You can feel him looking around being like, right? Ha ha, right? Ha ha, right?
That line, when I picture it being sung live, all I think about is dumb people like pointing and like, disco lemonade! Like,
you hear the
sing-along. Like, they've just been waiting for it, like, you know,
that's got to be the most
like whatever the version of a Bon Jovi fan screaming lyrics is for this kind of
meal. We're halfway there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be that part, right?
It's very.
That's the Living on a Prayer part of this song.
Yes.
I'm with you. The disco lemonade is definitely the most iconic line in the song. Because what the fuck does that mean? In my mind, it's lemonade with cocaine in it.
It's there's like drugs or
there's cocaine. You got some disco lemonade, some space brownies, bro.
Hey.
They sound the same, right?
Yeah.
Cut from the same cloth.
You got some of that Kool-Aid with a C?
Ew, stop. Ew, why is it so upsetting? Stop.
It's not. You're being weird. Is. Don't shame me.
Kool-Aid with a C?
Yeah. Well, you did space brownies and disco lemonade. I'm just throwing in my riff.
I'm agreeing with you. There's something inherently off-putting when it's spelled with a C.
I didn't say it was off-putting. You said it was off-putting.
Because it's a druggy thing now. What kind of drugs are in the cool?
See, space brownies isn't off-putting.
Just... Yes, it is. They're from space. They're alien brownies.
Yeah, you're an alien brownie from space.
That's my second band.
That project is not going anywhere.
I had a great segue that we blew through, so if I could just pretend we didn't say the last 10 things. And remember when I said cut from the same cloth? That cloth is platform double suede. Thanks. Again, what is double suede?
I mean, I get what double suede is.
Tell me. Lined suede with suede?
Yes.
Is that a real term?
Of course.
Are you lying?
I worked in a leathery for years.
Is it called a leathery? Because I thought it was called a tannery.
No.
I feel like you're lying. I certainly feel like you're full of shit right now.
Look it up.
Double suede?
You say tomato, I say tomato.
No, actually, you're saying double suede is a thing and that you worked in a leathery. Okay.
Some people call them tanneries. Some people call them leatheries. Depends on where you're from.
Okay, I see a website called Alibaba with double suede fabric, so perhaps it is real.
Okay,
Maybe I'm not a liar then. Someone should apologize.
You might have gotten lucky. I'm not sure, actually.
I might have gotten lucky. Yeah, that's it. I'm just a fucking lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah, and you never forget it. You go through the world saying that to yourself. Nothing will ever come to you. Bad things, I should say. Good things only will come to you.
That is so far from the
truth. Listen, this podcast could be your game changer. This could be the disco lemonade for you.
I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in
what chair?
This chair.
And who's that casting?
Greatest band of all time, Devious Stairs.
You heard it here first, folks. Devious Stairs, catch the EP.
Yeah.
On Sub Pop?
Probably.
Yeah, it's a Sub Pop thing.
I have a lot of Sub Pop swag.
We've just blew through the who's that lounging in my chair, which really kind of suddenly I'm like, maybe they're not in a diner. I was imagining a diner this whole time.
Yeah, now it feels like a party or something. I don't.
But he has a chair, what, he spots backed at a party?
Yeah, I don't know.
Imagine being that guy. You post up in the corner of the party and you're like, I'm going to the bathroom with spots back.
You call it spots back?
What do you call it? Dibs?
Get the fuck out of my chair. Shotgun? Call it shotgun on chair?
On a chair? That's a car.
No, you can do it in the, you can do it.
So if you walked into a room with one chair and two friends, you would scream shotgun?
I would just be happy I had two friends.
Oh, Jane, that's so sad. Shane, that's so sad. Please don't make me cry on my own podcast. Is this retribution for all the mean things I've said to you today?
Yeah, and in the past.
What have I said to you in the past?
I heard that HeadGum party. I thought you were mean.
I know you told me that. I said that on All Fantasy Everything. I was like, the one time I met Shane, he said, you're mean. By the way, guys, that was me talking, not Shane. If you couldn't tell, it was a perfect impression.
They're just taking their jokes from their podcast and putting them on yours.
What? That's a good impression.
That's seriously not even close. You sound like somebody just pulled a cord.
You sound like somebody just pulled a cord. That's pretty good. You talk, and then I'll talk, and we'll see if people can tell the difference.
Okay.
No, you have to talk.
I know.
It's perfect. Cast me in your biopic.
Okay, yeah.
Question. Biopic, biopic. Do we know? Has anyone decided? Anyway, here's the bridge.
Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, mama, this surely
is a dream.
Stop telling me. So long.
Yeah. I think it makes perfect sense for the song. Like, it's just, it is long. You're right. But, like, I mean, like, it just fits. Like, I don't know. You know, like, it's like, well, this is all the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it'd be crazy if there was a solo or something. Like,
I would not mind a chord change for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a new section would be nice this far into the song. Also, maybe some other lyrics. He just keeps calling me mama. I don't like being called mama. By anyone.
I don't think you inspired this.
Well, he's saying, yeah, mama. Who's that to? It's to you and me. Mama too.
I think you're leaning in a little hard on the Waz here.
Oh, Waz, come on the pod. Okay, here's another thing.
Waz, come on the pod.
Here's another thing I have to say about
Waz. That's my impression of you. How's that feel?
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
See, Shane, this is how you get by in comedy. People make fun of you and you go, great. I love this. You can't be upset.
I don't think that's how it works.
You have to. Otherwise, you'd be miserable.
Well, that's
being
that's
mean
true.
To each other is comics' love language.
I do not agree.
Do you really?
I think it's such a fucking fabricated thing. Yes, some. Like, people bullshit each other, but I think that's such a fucking fabricated idea.
So how do you tell your friends you love them? You
I
just
tell
say,
them.
I love you?
Yeah.
Vulnerability?
Well, maybe some.
In 2019?
Sorry. Just trying to
couldn't be
listen
me.
To what the blogs say. Be a more vulnerable man and be open. Sorry, I'm a shithead for doing such.
I mean, it's kind of. Like, we're really off topic. That's fine. I think it's kind
thanks of... Thanks a lot, Waz.
Again, the Waz. Come on the pod! I feel like it is a subversive thing to be like, hey, let me show you that I see you by shitting on you.
There's no...
Still,
there's
paying
some,
attention.
There's some truth to that, but I don't think that that is, like, natural. Like,
oh, it comes naturally to me.
Well...
I'm an asshole, though.
You're not. You think you're like you're doing that thing like I'm an asshole.
No. I really do think like people have told me before. Like, are you playing the game? Like, you're negging. I also feel like I need to point out that I watched a YouTube video of the Waz performing this fairly recently.
Okay, so he tours still
by himself. I don't know what this
show
is.
Is he Marcy Playground?
I guess I don't have the backstory. I just saw a random YouTube video of him performing recently by himself on a like. It looked like it was like an auditorium, but all the lights were up and he was just by himself with a guitar.
He's doing like a NACA gig or something.
Something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he like stopped himself in the middle of the song.
And just put his head in his hands for a second.
No, he stopped himself in the middle of the first chorus to be like, okay, I'm hearing a few of you say in devious stares at my erection. And it's not that. It's my direction.
He says that?
Mm-hmm. And I think he's doing a bit, but I certainly was
but he's not funny.
Well, it just like,
this doesn't seem like it'd be a funny person, right?
I don't know. I'm not going to speak to his character. However, I know that like
we kind of have been.
He seems I can speak to the song and not speak to him as a person. But like, I just feel like to be on stage performing a song for somebody, especially a room full of people who are into the song, and then to stop abruptly and start talking and then resume the song when it's not a comedic song.
What you guys?
Like what a
what
strange
you guys,
choice.
You guys. Where do we pick this up for?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the illusion of music. You can't stop unless you're this podcast. You can't just stop in the middle. It's weird, man. And also, who's ever been like, devious stares at my erection?
Devious stares at my... Yeah, it's not.
Dog, those are not devious stares. You need a stronger adjective.
Those are what the fuck, bro.
Yeah, those are seriously...
Yeah, we're the weird ones without the heart on.
Yeah, dog. You got a boner at a diner?
I hate it when musicians do bits.
That's what I'm saying. Don't do a bit if you're a serious musician. But in the middle of a song.
No, definitely not in the middle of a song. But like you,
between
the
songs,
the amount of pop they get for the punchlines they deliver are fucking insane.
It's outrageous, right? When you're like at a concert,
I get so mad.
Yeah, and they're like, "How are you doing, Cleveland?" And everyone's laughing. Like,
Cleveland, welcome to the believe in what your mayoral campaign. I just want to fucking, like, whoever does that.
You don't give them any credit for not being comedians. You're like, you should be funnier than this.
Yes, because it's a shield. They know what we're there for.
Yeah.
Play the goddamn song.
So don't make jokes at all. Unless they're really good.
Unless it's genuine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And
the fodder. You know,
I'd
not
rather them bomb. I hate it because they shouldn't get laughs.
Okay. So you're a laugh purist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a comedian. I think that should be the standard we hold ourselves to.
I laugh at everything. I'm very generous with my laughter.
I know. It's really, I've been crushing in here.
It's true. I just feel like give it. It's a gift.
What, did you read that on a mug?
I should have. I actually made those mugs. Thank you. Buy them on my Patreon. Laugh, give it. It's a gift. A little horrible slogan.
Laugh, drink it up.
Ew, stop.
It's on a mug.
I hate what I've become. Okay, I'm going to play the last part.
That's what the other side of the mug says.
See, I actually would buy that cup. Yeah, that's funny.
That would be, you open the cupboard and you're just like, is it a I hate what I've become day or laugh, it's a gift day?
Yeah, then you have to choose if you're right or left-handed every day. Okay, here's the last 48 seconds of the song because nothing changed it from the last part.
I smell sex and can they hear
me? So wait, what's it smell like?
Who's that lounging in my chair?
Never got an answer.
You know what it kind of sounds like this song was like, he was just like picking away or something, kind of playing, and he goes, well, that part's nice. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and just like. And
so works like, backwards from there.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that sense too, especially since it was written in an hour.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he probably started with the, you know what I mean? That little slick.
Yeah.
That's slick. It's a new term, you just haven't heard of it yet. It's that little slick he plays on the guitar.
Slick motherfucker.
Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely.
Dig it again.
Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream.
It's good. It's really good. Yeah, I don't know what it is about it.
Is a dream.
That bass.
Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
Oh, what a twist! What a twist in the very end! Okay, so the dream was his all along.
I think so.
So he didn't meet a random girl at a diner and have sex with her and eat candy with her. Or have sex in proximity to someone eating candy. It's never determined.
Or see somebody staring at him in a chair.
We never know who's in his chair or who was casting devious stares. I assume both were mama.
We still don't know what Disco Lemonade is.
I mean, I think we cracked that code. The same as the egg.
I feel like this song would be really nice slowed down on piano. Or
oh,
something.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what I need
like if Bill Fay or someone took this and did it.
Yeah, because I do. When I was doing the dirty work punch up, which ultimately I gave to Demi, I kept being confronted by how much it reminded me of Sex and Candy. There is something really interesting. That Steely Dan song. Oh. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. It feels like I smell sex and like they're in the same family to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't explain why. I just think that's a good thing.
Yeah. This does also seem like Steely Dan is yacht rock, right?
I don't know.
Kinda.
I'm not good
it
with
does
genres.
Seem like somebody who likes Steely Dan, like a dad with a boat, would like would like this song too.
This
is all right. Like if he's just like at the right amount of scotch.
That's something that's so interesting about this song is it's like, what's the appropriate venue to listen to this? It feels like the only scenario I can imagine, because it doesn't bop. You can't dance to this. It's not really like upbeat enough to listen to while you're like driving unless you're trying to become depressed. Yeah. So it's like at a house party where you're all too high.
Maybe there, or like this is the other one, and this is going to be crass, but I don't really mind. But like it's like, you know, when you bit somebody for a while, and you're like, all right, I'm about to show them how creepy I am.
like when you become like full-on pervert?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is feels a sex song a little bit when you're like, I'm finally going to spit on her.
Yeah. Open up.
Here's where I piss. Yeah, we've all been there.
Save that piss for my chest.
Ew! Too real! But
I was from I was watching The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, I thought it was that episode of Sex and the City. With the guy from Mad Men is into pee stuff.
Yeah.
How can we forget?
I do remember that, actually.
Yeah.
That's so weird. That's like
begging
one
for
of
it.
Four episodes of Sex and the City I've seen.
You saw one that mattered. That's a good one.
Thanks.
Would you punch this song up? And if so, how?
Good question, Miel. I think I would punch it up.
Yeah, I think so, too. But what is the... Is it... So many questions. Is it...
And when you say punch up,
mm-hmm.
just so I'm clear, that can mean change it in any way whatsoever.
Absolutely.
All right.
Anything strike you?
Like, I think I would put this on piano, like, like
just in a low key. Showcase the chords more?
Yeah.
I feel like there is...
Because it's like, Bill Fay covers the Jesus Etc. by Wilco on
a piano. I love that song.
Yeah. Have you heard him do it? No. You know, in that song, he's not really singing a ton either.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, yeah, he does a bit, but more than this guy, but clearly, but it kind of just works really well. So mm-hmm. like, and the way he does it, it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he could do that again with this.
So we need to get this guy, Bill Fay,
yeah.
to cover Sex and Candy.
Yeah.
I feel like lyrically, too, part of me is like...
Just deep. Less is more with the song, clearly. I don't think you can complicate the song enough to make it...
No.
Like, there's nothing... Adding a lot to it seems
misguided.
Silly. So like stripping it down even more.
So just make it less.
Well, like less elements. So like,
okay,
just like just piano and just, you know, like get rid of the drums, get rid of the bass, because you can handle all of that on one.
I feel like even lyrically too, like we could be doing less, because he oscillates between being like, this is a real thing. This is clearly random imagery. This is a real thing. This is random imagery.
There's so much random imagery. That's almost how I'm like, if you could just see some
only random imagery. Might be too obvious, but that's where my head goes. I don't know. I guess we'll see what I do.
You'll do something pretty great, Mio. You're such a talent.
Shane, thank you. This is so weird. People being nice. Stop. My love language is
your
being mean.
Your dog's not
to
even
me.
Here.
I know. Stop.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's like a Chihuahua mix.
Okay.
She rules. Speaking of rules, what's your unpunchable jam?
Can't punch this.
I like that song Asleep by the Smiths. Do you know that song?
No. What's it like? Why
it's
do you like
very,
it?
I associate it with like a good moment in my life,
mm-hmm.
but it's just so pretty and sad and great.
Sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep. I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
Pretty and sad and great.
Yeah.
Those are three adjectives I love in a song.
Yeah. Well, it's a really great song.
I don't know it. I got to listen to it.
You should.
Thank you.
It's lovely. And then I make all my playlists like, by the cities I'm in, and I just kind of like give them, like I'll be like, it's 114 degrees and I have phone therapy, and I'll be like, I was in Phoenix, so I just kind of...
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So they change based on the temperature of your environment?
Or whatever's going on in my mind.
Yeah, you just had too much time to think.
Yeah.
For me, I wanted to choose a song that feels kind of sexy, but I'm not really sure why, and also is evoking cherry imagery and sweet imagery, and it is a song called Work Song by Hozier.
When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her.
It's a little off-brand for the songs I usually choose, but there's something, I don't know, there's something really hypnotic about this song. There's like these background vocals and this very sparse instrumentation and then this big chorus that kind of comes out of nowhere.
Because his voice lends itself to that a little bit.
He has such a beautiful voice.
It's, I like it.
Unbelievable.
I think it's great, but I wouldn't. It's not. Doesn't sound beautiful to me. But it is like.
Really?
It is incredible, but it's not like.
Have you heard him perform live? He's really got a fucking voice.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm sure he does. I don't think it's.
I think.
I think he's a real deal talent, but it just doesn't resonate with me the way I want.
Yeah. I know what you mean, but for him, I don't know. This song specifically, just like it does everything it needs to do for me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'll go to listen. I'm on board. Work song.
Work song.
Work song by Hozier. If I'm saying that right, probably not.
Hozier.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
It was a real treat.
Where can people check you out? What do you want to promote?
ShaneNessComedian.com is the website. All my dates are there. I'm on the road a lot. In New York, I'm at the Cellar a lot.
So just check out your website and they can see where you're playing?
Yeah, Syrup Mountain on Instagram.
It's really funny.
I'm adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Torres on Twitter. All that stuff's great. Check out the web series I did called Shane Torres Conquers Your Fear. And look for my podcast whenever it comes out.
Oh, little flex. What's your podcast about?
I interview people about something they're going through. And then I interview them about that again 6 months later or so after it's happened.
In the same episode?
Yeah, we put them together.
So you need to film 6 months in advance to release episodes?
No. I'll move them all together. Like, I had to film. I record.
Tape.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not necessarily 6 months. Like 6 months is the time frame I'd like to get it done by. But like sometimes it'll be like a week, you know. So.
Whoa.
So I've had friends who've gotten married, friends who had kids, stuff like that.
Holy shit, that sounds intense. That's a terrifying premise to me. I'm like, oh, no, you're being vulnerable on air. Stop. Yeah.
Well, it's not always like that, though, too.
Okay, good.
You know, so there's some good stuff, too. Like a wedding day is one of the ones. You know, like.
Okay, like getting over the hump of the wedding.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, that sounds really cool. What's it called?
Titties.
It's called.
I don't have a name for
LS Dank. We've been talking about it this whole time. If you want to check me out, I'm at Miel, Miel Monster on everything. We have a Patreon. It's really fun. Once a month, I make playlists, like a full on mixtape for the patrons, which is really fun. And also, I get a great playlist out of it that I get to listen
That's
to.
That's fucking rad.
So it's a win win.
Cage free acid.
That's great. You did it. That's how we end the show. Bye.
Jesus Christ.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now for world premiere of the
new Sex and Candy with 1,000% more acid.
Velvet clowns, knives with human mouths, and I got bit 10 times. Spiders made of sounds, and then there she was. Just eyeballs on a spine, yeah, there she was. And she said, can you tell me why? Natural LSD and hard-boiled eggs. Talking about full-time hard-boiled eggs, Who's that peeling hard-boiled eggs in my direction? Mama, that surely is me, Said, mama, that's got to be. Who else could that be? They get open to. So would you like eggs or LSD?
Okay, that was
Touch the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Hey.
Touch the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.